Welcome, Class 6, to your very first English language class this year. I hope you are excited. The topic for today is the sentence. A sentence is a group of words that are put together to mean something. That means a sentence has to make complete sense. Now, if I say in the class, is that a sentence? No, it is not. Because it is not giving us complete information. But if I say, Angela is the cutest girl in class, that makes sense, doesn't it? So, that is a sentence. Let us begin by completing the warm-up exercise on page 1. Test yourself. Unjumble each set of words to form a sentence. I will give you the answers now. Check and see how many did you do correctly. Number 1. What a beautiful painting this is. Number 2. Who broke the jar? Number 3. I am going to the concert tonight. Number 4. Open the door at once. Number 5. How well she sings. Number 6. What is your name? Read page 1 and 2 in order to understand the types of sentences better. As you know, there are 4 kinds of sentences: declarative sentences, interrogative sentences, imperative sentences, and exclamatory sentences. Declarative sentences give us facts or make a statement. For example, the earth revolves around the sun. Number 2, it is going to rain today. Declarative sentences always end in a full stop. Declarative sentences are of 2 kinds: affirmative and negative. John writes well is an affirmative sentence. John does not write well is a negative sentence. Negative sentences have no, not, never, etc. Interrogative sentences ask questions. For example, what is the time? What are you doing? They always end with a question mark. Interrogative sentences are also used in requests and offers. For example, will you help me please? Interrogative questions are of 4 kinds: yes-no questions, WH questions, tag questions, and choice questions. Yes-no questions are questions which can be answered with a simple yes or no response. For example, did you have breakfast this morning? So you answer yes or no. Are you at home? You answer with a yes or no. WH questions are questions which begin with a WH word, like why, who, when, where. For example, where are you? Who baked the cake? Tag questions are formed by adding an interrogative at the end of a declarative or imperative statement. For example, you are a good dancer, aren't you? You can't cook, can you? Affirmative statements have a negative tag, and negative statements have an affirmative tag. Choice questions are questions that provide a choice. For example, do you like the red car or the white one? Would you prefer tea or coffee?